In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday, our secretary brought me what happened in season and out of season throughout the country. And I want to say that this is very important that you hear this, because this is Lent and it's a time of giving. But our bills for WROL and WEZE amounted to almost $100,000. So being on WROL every day at 11:30, and I think sometimes at 6:30, and on WEZE at 11:15 in the morning, 9:45 in the evening, and 3 in the morning, I'm thinking that maybe I have to change this, and we're not going to be on 9:45 in the evening. $100,000 is a lot of money. I've not come to the conclusion yet of what I'm going to do, but I do need to hear from you. You know that I only say this in the last couple of seconds, but today when I saw the books and I said, we almost give WROL and WEZE, that's a Salem Broadcasting, almost $100,000. I need to go to the people and say, you know what? If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you need to bless us. We're on every single day proclaiming the word of God. And you know I don't beg, but $100,000 is an awful lot of money to be on two stations. And yet, Boston is my primary goal because I am a priest of Boston. I am a Catholic priest from Boston. So if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, my Lord, I know people could help us and you don't. I know people have listened and you don't help us. I need to hear from you so that I will not go off the air at 9:45 on WEZE. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You know, Jonah, people make it a big fish story. It's much more than a fish story, I'm telling you. It's a story of repentance and rebellion. It's a story of repentance and rebellion. Now, from the belly of the fish, 3 days and three nights, Jonah prayed. That's when things start to change. When we pray and we pray and we pray unto the Lord his God, out of the bellies of the fish. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction. Do you cry by reason of your affliction? I cry unto the Lord. Who are you crying to? Your husband or to the Lord? And he heard me. Amen. Out of the belly of hell, cried I. And you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, O Lord, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me. Listen to it. Oh, even to my soul, the depth closed me round about. The weeds wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And my prayer came in unto him, into the holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to pay our bills on WEZE and WROL. Thank you, Lord, that our bills are paid, but we need to hear from people. Thank you, Lord, that we've paid our bills. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and vomited out of Jonah upon the dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. If we do not do the word of the Lord, and he tells us to do it the first time, he will discipline us, and then he will say, go do it now. The same word. The word doesn't change unless you accomplish what you are called to do. You need to do what you are called to do, because the word doesn't change. If the Lord calls me to stay on WEZE, I have to stay on WEZE, but I can always find out how. I could find out if I get the money to pay the bills, because we do not go into debt. There is too much debt in the world, and I will not go into debt. My mother said, you buy whatever you can pay for. If you cannot pay for it, you don't buy it. And you know, that's the way I've been taught. I do not buy anything I can't pay for. I use plastic cards, but you know what? I pay the whole bill by the grace of God. I'm not going to give them my interest of 20%. So the Lord has blessed me. But I want to say, the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. It's a preaching of repentance. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. He finally does what God wants him to do. What is God's word to you? Have you done what God wants you to do? If you haven't, you just repent. You don't need to slash your wrists. You don't need to cry about it. You just say, I haven't done what God called me to do, and I need to repent, and I change, not tomorrow, but I change today. You see, God's word doesn't change when he asks us to do something. So Jonah did not do it to Nineveh the first time, so now God says, go to Nineveh, and I'll tell you what to say. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey, that you could walk across Nineveh, the pagan country, or the pagan city, whatever it was. 3 days it would take time. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Oh, he loved this. Because he hated the Ninevites. You want to know why? Because he thought he was too good being Jewish, and he was going to the pagans. Oh, he says, I don't want to go to the pagans. And he ran away from the word of the Lord, and he suffered. And as he suffered, then God spit him out through the fish. And what happens? What happens? He's got to go do the same thing over. And oh, you know, he has great pride in saying, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Oh, he loves that. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed the fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Oh, they showed repentance by what they did, not by words, but by what they did. They proclaimed a fast. They put a sackcloth, from the greatest of them to even the least of them. So I'm telling you, it's Lent today. It's Lent today. Are we proclaiming a fast? Are we proclaiming a fast? I told the people that many years ago, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago, we went to Newton and saw these young kids fasting for 40 days, singing to the Lord 24 hours a day. And I was convicted that we needed to fast. And we started fasting the week after Resurrection Sunday, and we fasted 40 days. People said, you don't fast during Easter. I said, well, we didn't fast during Lent, so we did it during Easter. Let me tell you, fasting is very important. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Jesus said, when you fast, groom your face. When you pray, go in secret. When you give alms, don't blow a horn in front of you. Your Father sees what you give. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered himself with sackcloth, and he sat in ashes, even the king. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything, yet them not feed nor drink water. You see, it is a pagan king who does what God wants him to do. It is a pagan king. It is not the Jewish Jonah. It is the pagan king hears the word of the Lord and commands his subjects to change and to fast and to wear sackcloth, even down to the animals. Oh, it's a pagan king. I'm going to tell you, when you preach the word of God, many times the people in the church don't hear it because they think they've been in the church 38 years. But the word of God is to everyone in the church, starting with the preacher, that it is to be heard and it is to be followed. I told the people today at Ash Wednesday that what we need to do is read the book of Jonah. It is a book of repentance for Lent. It's only four chapters. You read it. It's a book of repentance. And you know what? You are to do the same thing. Read the book of Jonah. It is this book of repentance. God wants to teach us through Jonah. But let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto the Lord. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we not perish? And God saw by their actions, by their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. It's not by the words that we speak, it's by the actions. We need actions, not words. We need to learn how to fast. Oh, I told the people, you know, I haven't fasted in years. The last fast I did was 40 days, and it was the week, it was the 40 days of Easter. And I told them, you know what? The only fast I do is eat fast. And I've got to learn fasting again. I've got to learn fasting again. This is from the Lord, to fast, to pray, and to give. I have no trouble giving. I do have a trouble praying sometimes. Sometimes when I pray, it feels like God doesn't hear me. But you know what? That's a lie. God hears every syllable from my heart and every syllable from my mouth. God hears every syllable from your heart and every syllable from your mouth. Despite what you feel or don't feel, oh, prayer has a life of its own. When we pray, it goes before the Lord like incense, and it stays there. Oh, yes, prayer has a life of its own. Understand what I'm saying. Prayer has a life of its own. We're in chapter 4 now. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Imagine, he cried out, "Repent, or you're going to be destroyed." And the people heard the word of God and did it. But Jonah is displeased. He's displeased that the pagans turned away from their sin. He's displeased, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, "I pray thee, Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before you to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, with great kindness and repentance. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life before me, for it is better for me to die than to live." This is terrible. This is a crazy prophet. He's saying, my words convicted these people, but I'm miserable for it because I want them to suffer. I want them to suffer. They are not Jews. They are Gentiles, and they hear the word of God. And Jonah is absolutely beside himself. Rather than saying, oh, I thank you, God, that I was very, very, very on target, and my words didn't return void. Oh, because it was the word of the Lord. Oh, no, that's not Jonah. Jonah says, you better kill me, because I'd rather be killed than to see these Ninevites changed. These Ninevites are nothing but bad, rotten Gentiles. Yet they heard the word of God and did it, but Jonah didn't. Isn't that something? I tell you, you can be in the church, you can say your prayers, but you can be far from God. And there can be a man or a woman who has tears in his eyes because they've done evil before the Lord, and they weep before the Lord, and their prayer is heard. Their prayer is heard. Why is it that God changes the apostle Saul to Paul after he kills Christians? So Jesus' choice was Saul. Saul became Paul. And yet there were so many Jewish people that would not believe that Jesus was Messiah, that Jesus was the Lord. We remember Paul was a Hebrew born of Hebrews. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was a Roman citizen, and he killed Christians. Why did he kill Christians? Because the word of God said, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. And the early Christians were proclaiming the cross, that Jesus died on a cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. So Paul decides to be a one-man vigilante against the Christians because the Bible says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. Oh, when Stephen was about to die, Saul consented for the death of Stephen. But Stephen forgave Saul and all of his persecutors. And now, on the Damascus Road, the glory of God comes upon Saul. The Shekinah glory, the Kabod Yahweh, he falls to the ground. And he says, sir, who are you? And he says, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Oh, where would we be without Paul? Where would we be without Paul, who saw that Jesus Christ was the Lord, that he did die upon a cross, and he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God? Let me tell you, Paul was a powerful preacher, but Jonah didn't want the Ninevites to change. He is an absolute reluctant prophet. He would rather that the Ninevites said, we're not going to listen to you, Jonah. We're going to die in our sin. But the Ninevites didn't do that. They put on sackcloth. They fasted and prayed from the highest to the lowest. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before you to Tarshish, and I knew that you are a gracious God, a merciful God, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repent thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. I'd rather die than see these people changed. Just kill me. What a sick man this Jonah was. What a sick man this Jonah was. I remember once preaching, when I first became a priest, that prostitutes and sinners are entering the kingdom ahead of the church. And there was this lady, I don't know who she was, she wrote a letter and said, I'm 85 years old and I'm a virgin, and you say prostitutes and sinners are entering the kingdom ahead of me? What right do you have to say that? I said, Jesus said that. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. I was just quoting Jesus. Quoting Jesus that, you see, prostitute knows that they have to repent. Sinners know that they have to repent. You know, sometimes we sit in the church thinking, I thank you, God, that I'm not like the rest of men. I tithe, I mint, I rue. I'm such a good person, and you need me so much. And then the sinner in the back says, oh, have mercy on me, a sinner. I have sinned, and I've fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus said, which one is heard? Oh, the sinner is heard. not the arrogant one who says he doesn't need forgiveness, but in reality he needs forgiveness more than anybody else. That's why being in the church, there is a word that we need to hear over and over and over again. Repent, turn away from your sins, and believe that Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Repent, turn away from your sins, and believe that Jesus Christ died for you. Then said the Lord to Jonah, "Do you do well to be angry?" So Jonah went out of the city, and he sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and he sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. He still wants the city to be destroyed. This Jonah is a sick cookie. Listen, and the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head. I just see Jonah with a bald head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad for the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the ground, then it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat down on his head, the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished himself to die, and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." And God said to Jonah, "Do thou well to be angry for the gourd? I do very well to be angry, even unto death." Then said the Lord, "Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in at night and perished in the night. And should I not spare the Ninevites, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that came and discerned between their they cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle?" In other words, you know, Jonah, you've got a nerve. You didn't plant that gourd tree. That gourd tree came up of its own. I planted it, and I had it grow so you can have shade. And then I sent a worm to destroy it. And you're wishing you were dead. Listen, listen, just listen. There were 60, that's 60,000, 60,000 persons that could not discern between their right hand and their left hand. I sent you to preach repentance. These people were lost, and yet they did what you said. They turned to the Lord and fasted and prayed. Jonah, what about you? And you know what? The Bible doesn't tell us if Jonah was ever converted. The Bible doesn't tell us if Jonah was ever converted. The Bible just tells us that Jonah wanted to die. He wanted to die rather than to see the Ninevites, the sinners, changed. That is sick. That is very sick. But you know what? If you're a churchman or a churchwoman, you've got to make sure that you're not arrogant like Jonah, that you don't think that because you don't do this and don't do that, that you're a good person. And then someone comes in who's a drunk and God changes him, and the power of God works through the drunk and you get jealous. Let me tell you, it's time for the church to repent. It's time for God's people to repent, because the scripture says judgment begins with the house of God. So, Father, we have acted holy, but we are not holy. Only Jesus is holy. He is the only holy one. We have acted righteous, but we are not righteous. Only Jesus is righteous, and in him and through him are we righteous. We have acted like we are something, but in reality we are nothing without your hand on our head. So, Father, please, start with the church. Start with me. give us repentant hearts. As the prophet Ezekiel says, I will take your stony heart from you and give you a heart of flesh instead. Let me tell you that God will not reject anyone who repents. God will not reject anyone who says, I am in need of forgiveness. God will not reject anyone. During this time of Lent, get to confession. Confess your sins and turn away from your sins. Fast, pray, and do penance. Fast, pray, and give alms. This is what we're called to do. And we need to continue to pray that the next pope is God's choice. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the next pope be your choice. Let him not be a man that just knows the business things of the church, but a man that is filled with power and the Holy Spirit. Father, let the next pope be your man. You select them. Lord Jesus, you already know who it's going to be. You select him because we pray that he would be the man of God. I told you our bills for WROL and WECE are $100,000 a year. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.